The waves of Beaver Lake typically roll gently onto the shore. That is, until a boat drives by, causing the waves to strike the ground more forcefully. On Wednesday evening, a white boat with twin 250 engines in the back cruises by, pulling two water skiers behind it. The two athletes are members of the Northwest Arkansas Water Ski Show Team, also known as the Aquabacks. The boat, which is specially designed to pull 30 skiers out of the water at once, has become a common sight at the lake during Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings when the team practices just west of the Prairie Creek swimming area. Nick Bartel, president of the club, says participation is open to anyone.
We're looking for skiers and non-skiers, right? So, I mean, the people that haven't skied yet, we love teaching those folks because we can teach them the proper techniques of skiing and then also properly building pyramids. And we also do things, too, called conventional doubles and strap doubles, where you basically come off the dock with a girl on your shoulders and you basically perform really cool acts with them on your shoulders and they actually start climbing. But the nice thing about it is somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of experience in skiing, we can teach them the foundation and work up from there and to progress into something really unique like a pyramid.
Bartel began water skiing in Wisconsin around the age of 8. At first, he disliked the sport, but he gave it another try as a teenager and fell in love with it. He joined a water ski show team, and after moving to Northwest Arkansas, he decided to start a club here. Now in its second year, the team has two boats, a starting dock, and the goal of performing a free public show by the year's end.
We're shooting for probably August this year, depending how fast we come along. But I'm really happy about the team right now and the progress we've made so far to date. And we have a lot of new members. In fact, we had a couple of skiers last week that never even were on the water before that just learned. We taught them, and now they're already starting to do some pyramids, which is pretty exciting.
During a show, the water skiers can perform a number of tricks.
Basically, we will start off the dock with people on our shoulders, and we will actually build this on the water. So there are unique ropes, specially designed ropes for the girls to climb, and they climb on each other's shoulder, and they basically build a pyramid, if you will, on the water. Now, setup and tear down is actually on the water, and then when we come in, the girls will actually climb down, and then they'll stand in front of the skiers and ski in with them on two pair of skis, which is pretty unique. And then the other question was, what are some of the things that we do during the show? So we have things like human pyramids. We have the conventional doubles, which basically a girl will start off in your shoulders. We have another thing called a strap double too, but basically what strap is you are essentially tied to the boat. You don't hold a ski rope at all. So you have somebody in the boat watching how you're acting behind the boat. And if you fall, there's a system called a quick where I actually release you from the boat together. So it's completely safe. But that way it gives the skier two hands to basically flip and grab on and basically do unique maneuvers on the water without having their hand in a rope. And then we go into things like barefoot. So barefoot, basically we'll go from two skis, jump out of our skis onto our bare feet at 40 miles an hour roughly. Then we do a thing called ski around the boat. So we'll have a skier completely ski 360 degrees around a boat. Then we do things like flag line for the younger kids. And then we also are working into doing some additional stuff with potentially a jump. So, and we don't have the jump now, but that's something we're looking forward to doing in the future. So we do have an off-site place to practice at as well, which is pretty unique.
In the off-season, Bartel says the Aquabacks practice techniques at the Rogers Activity Center. He says participants range in age from 5 to about 60 years old. There are about 20 active and 10 non-active members currently involved with the group. Bartel says there's a lot of talent on the team, and his five-year goal is to have the Aquabacks participate in a national competition. However, to do so, they will need additional members.
We're looking for more kids and more families to come out because we need to obviously build the team. Typical team roughly averages right around 70 to 80 active skiers and then right around 30 non-actives with about six boats. So we have two boats and a starting dock, so we're slowly working our way there, but we'll get there.
Joining the Aquabacks does come with a fee. Athletes must first obtain insurance through American Water Ski, which Bartel says costs about $125 per person. They must also pay a yearly membership fee of about $100, but the money goes to support the team.
We are a not-for-profit organization, which is really cool, so we do a lot of fundraising as well, but it will stay here for the club. And what that pays for is it pays for the fuel for the boats, it pays for the ski equipment, and it pays for additional kids to come out here and actually learn to ski. So, for instance, if you think about somebody who really enjoys water, you think about all the kids out there that are out there swimming day in and day out that always say, hey, you know what, I'd like to do a little skiing. That'd be fun. So it pays for clinics and things like that that we'll put on, like teach a kid to ski weekend as an example, and all these kids can come out, and that's the fuel that, you know, the funding that we raise through that pays for the fuel to teach the kids how to ski.
In addition to helping promote the Beaver Lake area, Bartel says the water ski team is also a great family activity.
Love my mom and dad to death, and you know, they both grew up with water sports as well, and we had a little cabin that we'd go on the weekends and relax, and for us it was all about that family time and the family time and skiing, and that's what we're trying to do here. The same deal, I take a look at, you know, my experience growing up, and I take a look at what we did with the organizations, the show teams in Wisconsin, and that's what it's all about. It's a family environment. You know, it's everybody here that's on this team are working together. We're all supporting each other, and that's what I love about it. So, you know, you kind of have, when you're out in the water skiing with a group of people, you're kind of having these flashbacks thinking, man, just like Wisconsin at home with the family, and that's what we are, one big family. And that's why we encourage people who like the sport to come out and join our family.
That water skiing can be a family sport was evident during practice. Team member Jason Clay was in attendance with his son and daughter. While her dad drove the boat, 11-year-old Abby Burkhart climbed on top of her teammate's shoulders and performed a variety of stunts.
Well, my dad, he said, I'll drive the boat if you want to. And so he started driving the boat, and he said, do you want to join the ski club? And I was like, oh, sure, I'll go for it. And now I'm loving it. I started last week, I think. Yeah, last week.
Last week, and you were already doing a pyramid?
Yeah.
that was the first time you've done that, huh?
Yes.
Were you pretty excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous. I had butterflies in my stomach because I was nervous I would fall off.
But she didn't fall, and she helped the team successfully create a 3-2 pyramid, a stunt that requires two people to climb on top of three skiers.
I like the water, and I like feeling the breeze in my hair whenever you go up, and I just like seeing all the people enjoy the fun, and they always encourage you if you fall down, oh, you need to do this and that, and after you do something, they go, awesome, it was great, and it's just really fun coming out here.
Seeing newcomers like Burkhart learn to water ski and perform tricks is one of the reasons Bartel continues to participate in the sport.
This, for me, is just a really strong passion of mine, and there's nothing more exciting than when you get a child up skiing for the first time and seeing their facial expression, you know, and more importantly, look at their parents' facial expressions as well. We've seen a lot this year with a lot of new kids joining the team, and the sight is absolutely priceless. And, you know, my passion with the club and what we're doing here, coupled with what I see with, you know, teaching kids how to ski, is something that I absolutely enjoy. So that's the reason why I'm here and doing what I'm doing.
More information is available at aquabax.com.
Nice job! Did you? Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah!